Now. You got a whole lot of podcasts. Good content, some cap. But today, you are now violating with Cyber One Pro Duck.
All aboard the Cybercopter. Oh my.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, man, we got a serious situation. Let's go. Hey, yo. Welcome to the Cybership. You can ride if you want to. What you think this is? Welcome to the Cybership. You can slide if you want to. You can ride if you want to. Welcome to the Cybership.
Here we go.
You can slide if you want to. Here we go. Yo, check this out. Listen up. Mississippi. That's right. We're going to talk about Mississippi and the young man who was shot at and also tried to get ran off of the road. That's right. They tried to run him off of the road like a copycat of the other situation that I'm sure that you are aware of. Okay. Now, my thing is this. Why isn't anyone talking about this? I digress. I'm talking about this on my platform. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a very, very serious situation. You mean to tell me a young man that woke up in the morning, went to work to provide for himself, his family, or whatever. He's not on the streets. He's not selling dope. You know what I'm saying? He ain't hustling. He ain't scamming. He ain't carjacking. He ain't robbing. You know what I'm saying? He is being a man. Getting up in the morning and going out there and getting it legitimately. Damn it, man. Let's go. Hold on. Let me get energy right. Hey, yo. Welcome to the Cybership. You can ride if you want to. What you think this is? Welcome to the Cybership. You can slide if you want to. You can ride if you want to. Welcome to the Cybership. You can slide if you want to. Yes, sir. Welcome aboard. And today, flight of the Cybercopter gunship will consist of what the hell is going on. Now, being in this profession as well, no, I do not drive for FedEx or any, UPS or any type of mail distribution or package delivery. However, I see these guys all day. I see FedEx, I see UPS, I see the mailman, I see DSL, I see the plumbers, I see a lot of guys that drive, you know, make deliveries and all kinds of things like that. Now, before I get started into this, check this out. I know when it's a FedEx truck and a Hertz or whatever, rent a van, minivan or whatever. I can tell because I've been doing it long enough. And I can tell, okay, boom, this dude just stopped there. He has his hazard lights on. Okay? He has his hazard lights on. 9 times out of 10, they have their hazard lights on because they're going to be making frequent stops. You know what I'm saying? Now, anyway, this young man goes to work, right? And lo and behold, we have a copycat situation going on here. Yes, that's right. We are all familiar with the father-son duel, the pickup truck, the gun, and their videographer that got jammed up and taking that young man's life. You know what I'm saying? Now, This has been going on in this country for far, far too long. It's a modern day lynching. You know what I'm saying? And the thing that gets me is being overlooked. Yeah, okay, they're on major news sources. Okay, that's fine. But why isn't anyone talking about this? You know what I'm saying? It's like you're more concerned about the TikTok challenge or what's trending, the new challenge and all that shit. Fuck out of here. Listen up. This shit is getting serious. You know what I'm saying? Now, imagine going to work. You're doing your job. You come on a route and there's someone there, you know what I'm saying, harassing you. You know what I'm saying? Starts to chase you in a pickup truck, right? And as you proceed to go down the street, there's someone there trying to flag you down with a gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, talk about a stressful day. Your last week wasn't so bad, was it? Your last couple of days wasn't so bad, was it? Once you think about something like that, huh? Anyway, moving right along. Now, I am so glad that this young man had street smarts. You know what I mean? You got a pickup truck trying to get down on you, right? And then you got this fool in the middle of the street with a gun. Now, he shook the pickup truck. You know what I'm saying? The idiot in the middle of the street, father and son duel, same situation, copycat, tries to tell this man to stop. Nah, send the fuck out of here. I'm not stopping you. I got your dad, which he didn't know was his dad, chasing me in a pickup truck. You know what I'm saying? And you standing in the middle of the street with a gun. So he went around homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Kept it moving. Now, at this in particular time, buddy just starts blowing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shooting at him. Shooting at this man that got up in the morning, clocked in to go do his job, to make some currency, to provide for himself and his family, or whatever, like I said before. You mean to tell me that this fool and his father literally tried to set this young man up? Now, with that being said, after homeboy shot at him, well, not homeboy, after the asshole shot at him, you know, the pickup truck proceeded to follow this young man until he got on the interstate to get away. So eventually, he gets time to pull over to call dispatch. You know what I'm saying? He calls dispatch and he's like, yo, they just shot at me. They were shooting at me. And dispatch is nonchalant, like, yeah, okay, whatever. What did you do to make them shoot at you? Huh? What did you do? Unbelievable. So we end up calling dispatch again. You know what I'm saying? Now, this whole time, they did not want him to file a police report. You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy. So eventually, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, he gets in touch with his supervisor. Now, mind you, they didn't do a police report that day. They waited until the next day in order to do a police report. You know what I'm saying? Shameful. That's a disgrace, man. That's saying that you don't give a damn about your employees at all. Now, with that being said, they waited till the next day to make a police report, whatever. Then they tried to send him back on the route the next day. Seriously? You're like, hell nah. Hell nah. Fuck wrong with you. I'm pretty sure he didn't say it like that. Or maybe he thought, oh, hell, I don't know. Maybe he did. Shit, no telling. Now, the crazy part about this is, I can remember, not, you know, getting a little sidetrack here. I can remember I wasn't in a situation like that. But, however, I was on my route in this part of Florida. Let me tell you what's in this part of Florida. They have one McDonald's, a dollar store, a Dunkin' Donuts in the gas station. That's it. In the neighborhood, you have to go down a dirt road, and then it's a gated community, right? The fire department's in the gated community. That's it. That's the whole county, city, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Now, the majority of the people out there have a lot of land. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when it rains, remember one time I went out there, it was raining. The dirt road that you have to go across to get to this gated community, I actually saw alligators swimming across the street. You know what I mean? So this is some real good old boy territory. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? You could do the... Well, it's crazy. It's hard to explain. But anyway, this one in particular time, I went there. And as I proceeded to dump the can, I found a noose in one can. That's all that was in the can. Check it out. As I proceed to finish this route, I go to another can, like maybe 10 cans down, right? Guess what's in the can? Nothing but a noose. I go down another 20 cans. Guess what's in the can? A fucking noose. Now, when I finished that route, I went back and said, hey, man, yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing that no more. Fuck you and your route. You know, I was working out of town. I was helping out. As a matter of fact, that's the last time I worked there. Like, yo, yeah, I ain't going to be able to do this dumb shit. Fuck I look like. Anyway, got a little sidetracked there. And the cold part to this whole thing is this. This young man is suspended without pay. Can you believe that? Can you really believe that shit? After the man got shot at, they attempted to take this young man's life. And you mean to tell me that he's suspended without pay? And you had the audacity to try to send him back on this route. Yo. Shout out to all the young black men out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the brothers out there. I know what you're going through. Yeah, the sisters. Shout out to y'all too. But right now, I'm talking about black male. Endangered species. So whatever you do, be careful. Book smart, street smart, meditate, pray, and be aware of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, man, I'm about this, bitch. I'm gone.
Welcome to the cyber ship. You can ride if you want to. Welcome to the cyber ship. You can slide if you want to.
This is your first time listening to me. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, iHeartRadio, baby, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. Let's go.
Bumbleclad suit up on fire, man.
More fire.